A group of Addison County lawmakers is urging caution as the state considers whether to approve the next step in Vermont Gas System's proposed natural gas pipeline expansion. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the group is calling for the Vermont Public Service Board to withhold approval until a number of big issues are resolved.
Addison County Senators Chris Bray and Claire Eyre joined up with Representative Willem Jewett to call on the Shumlin administration and the Public Service Board not to rubber stamp a project they say could lead to violations of Vermonters' constitutional rights. Bray points to the first article of the state constitution, which entitles Vermonters to the right to own private property, with some exceptions.
Now, it's only fair to note that the second article then says private property is subservient to public uses when necessity requires it.
And Bray isn't sure if Phase 2, which extends the pipeline from Middlebury to a paper mill in New York, measures up to that language.
Does a pipeline in which 99% of the gas is going to flow to a single private out-of-state customer constitute public use? And then further, in what ways is this use required by necessity?
Bray's questions sound like they're straight out of the pipeline opponent's rhetorical playbook. But he says he isn't trying to make arguments for or against the pipeline.
At heart, this letter is a letter of support for due diligence. And that's really what we're asking of the governor's office, the Department of Public Service, and the Public Service Board.
Bray says the piecemeal approach Vermont Gas has taken in applying for approval from state regulators makes it very hard to assess. The company has said they hope to develop a third phase that will include expansion to Rutland.
I was troubled that part of the Phase 1 analysis was predicated on Phase 2, when Phase 2 at the time had not yet been applied for. So there was no way to have a rigorous analysis of the finances and public good associated with Phase 2.
Bray says he hopes the letter will prevent a similar logic from factoring into the board's decisions in the future. But Steve Wark, a spokesman for Vermont Gas, says that while the end game of Rutland should be considered by the board, each phase of the pipeline brings enough benefit to Vermont to be approved on its own merits.
Even if you look at Phase 2 alone, by itself, it still has significant benefits that more than pass any of the tests in the Public Service Board process.
Whether the Public Service Board agrees with him on that is an open question. The board is expected to make a decision on Phase 2 by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
Meanwhile, more than 200 people, including a small marching band, converged on the Vermont State House this afternoon to protest the Vermont Gas System's pipeline expansion. The rally, organized by the group Rising Tide Vermont, featured 10-foot-tall puppets and many banners saying, "System change, not climate change." The event included a confrontation with police who told the protesters they weren't allowed to enter the state house with musical instruments and signs. No arrests were made. And that is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello.